Our latest Project Milwaukee series, Innovation, How Do We Compete?, finds WUWM traveling down the innovation highway here. We're exploring both the city's assets and challenges as it attempts to carve a niche within a quickly changing national and international economy.
Currently, Milwaukee's ranking on the innovation scale is pretty low, especially when compared to other U.S. cities. But people are working to change that, and the group, the Midwest Energy Research Consortium, or MWERC, is a driving force in energy research here. The group formed in 2009, merging the interests of three universities and four industrial companies.
Last year, MWERC, with a membership of more than 80, took two big steps to cement its leadership here. It established a headquarters at 27th and Capitol, the former home of Eaton Corporation's R&D facility in the 30th Street corridor, an area with a rich industrial history. And MWERC launched a program to nurture startups in the energy field.
Lake Effect's Susan Bentz looks at what MWERC hopes to achieve, starting with a conversation with one of the innovators the organization is nurturing.
MWERC calls its startup accelerator program Workbench Lab. How Randall Miller got here is perhaps an unlikely story. Back when he was 21 or so, Miller and a couple of buddies spent summer evenings in his hometown of Watertown playing volleyball.
Bubba Louie's Vultures. Anyway, Mark had this idea.
A simple little turbine designed to fuel a hydropower system. Ultimately, the startup would be named Cadence, but it would be a while before they had anything more to show for it than its name and a dream.
Fast forward to 2007, renewable energy was hot. Energy costs were going crazy with fossil fuels. Renewable energy, clean tech, that was really a hot idea. By that time, we'd been 5 or 6 years into a annual fishing trip. First thing Mark said is, now's the time. And we all agreed. It was just like, yeah, now we needed to move forward.
They learned then Governor Doyle had established an energy independence fund.
And we got it.
By early 2009, they had secured a lease on a more than century-old building, a feed mill in the small town of Sullivan, located in rural Jefferson County. Miller says the mill had been languishing, untouched except by occasional mischief makers, since 1978. After major cleaning and basic building repair,
we built three identical turbine sets because the idea was to connect them. We started out with one, just testing one, and it didn't work. So at that point, we pivoted.
Miller and his team set out to secure small, old turbines.
The idea was to take a design that was built in the 20s, 30s, fairly efficient for that time, and 3D scan it. Install it.
Miller reached out to the world of academia, looking for support. He says he was starting from ground zero.
I saw an article in the newspaper on Idea Advance out of Madison with Idella Yamban, and I called her up because they were starting an accelerator for UW System staff and students. $75,000 over 2 years. I'm like, great. And so I called up Idella and told her about what we were doing, the clean energy technology and 3D printing to make water turbines. And she seemed intrigued by it. And I said, I think I'm going to go back to school so I would qualify. She kind of dissuaded me in a polite way.
And instead redirected Miller to reach out to UW-Whitewater's Linda Reed, who headed the school's Institute for Water Business, which was very connected to Milwaukee's Water Council.
And she encouraged me to apply to the BRU.
That's the Water Council's year-long intensive startup accelerator.
Proposal was due right 10 days, yeah. Right after that. So we had to do some scrambling and writing as a team, and we got in, and it's been great. I mean, that was that beginning of the traction.
We head inside the mill.
This is some of the computational fluid dynamics that we've done with UW-Milwaukee as part of phase one.
Miller's team began to pull in experts, including UWM mechanical engineering professor Dr. Rio Amano. They also connected with a software development expert, allowing them to design for any small system setting. Miller says a Department of Energy grant provided Cadence with much-needed financial fuel, but also encouragement.
The DOE's identified over 49,000 non-powered low-head dams that are suitable for hydropower. And the average per site is less than 100 kilowatts. That's microhydro, and that's where we're trying to break this barrier to entry for communities and private dam owners, because the equipment is just exorbitant. The turbine runner itself is the most expensive isolated component of a system. It's not the generator, it's not the switchgear, it's not the inverter, it's the turbine. And we want to be able to make small capacity units at the same cost per kilowatt as large capacity hydro. That's the goal.
But there's more to Miller's plan.
I want to make these so cheap we can give them away and just get our revenue from recurring revenue as the power is generated.
He admits Cadence faces daunting competition.
The two biggest companies in hydropower combined have over 300 years experience in hydropower. We're a startup. And there's a big difference. So there's a big learning curve that's going on with this. And the DOE is interested in promoting 3D printing. It fits our profile, and that's why we got the support for phase one.
Miller says being accepted into MWorks startup program added wind to their venture sales.
We were in a bubble. It was us against the world. And once we started to reach out and develop a team, that's when everything started to change.
Miller is hopeful they can take their product to market next year if they score another Department of Energy grant.
With our phase two proposal, we have to write a commercialization plan. The winter program that MWorks has is just perfect for us. It's going to help me write this, along with our team, write this commercialization plan that should be really strong.
What we need is more support for that programming.
Greg Meyer co-founded MWorks Startup Program.
And to continue building the level of sustained engagement we have, both at the universities, in the community. So guys like Randy from Cadence has continuous support throughout the early stages of his business.
The bulk of MWorks members represent companies from throughout the region. Jeff Anthony, who coordinates startup programming with Greg Meyer, says those members are in a wait-and-see mode to see how the startup initiative could benefit them.
But a lot of this is all about kind of recreating the engineering commons, the industrial commons that existed when so many of our member companies got their start last century up on the north side where we're located. All of those companies were pretty much the Silicon Valley of that time period. People would move from one company to another, form a new company, and then two others would get together and form yet another company. And a lot of our existing member companies can trace their roots back there. And in those days, there was a lot of common understanding of what the engineering problems were of the time, and there was a lot of cross-pollination between those companies coming up with new ideas. And so you had companies like Harley-Davidson, Born, Evinrude. All those companies can trace themselves back through kind of a industrial family tree. So one of the underlying concepts that we ultimately feel the Workbench Labs program in particular will bring to what we're trying to do in MWorks overall is reestablishing the engineering community. It's not that we don't have a lot of engineers around here, but they don't necessarily get together, share ideas.
Easier said than done.
It's a challenge. I mean, there's a lot of silos built up and a lot of companies that are pretty much just focused on, you know, what they think is important. So just whatever we can do to expose our companies to new entrepreneurs and startups, it helps the startups obviously connect with big companies in our area, but it helps the big companies see some things that are out there and learn about some of the opportunities. Worldwide, technology advancements are moving quickly on so many fronts. Companies need every tool that they can get their hands on to really make sure they're staying on top of what's changing and what's the next big thing coming.
Back in his mill in rural Jefferson County, Randall Miller hopes to prove he's part of the next big energy thing. For Like Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter.